Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
The New Testament reveals that as believers in Christ, it should be our experience to walk by the Spirit. All genuine Christians desire such a spiritual walk, for out of it issues the fruit of the Spirit. But Galatians and other New Testament books reveal another kind of spiritual walk, a walk that not only produces fruit of the Spirit, but accomplishes God's goal as well. This second walk in spirit is the focus of today's Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee. I'm Chris Wilde, and Francis Ball has joined us today. Francis, thank you for being with us again.
And as always, it's a pleasure to be here with you, Chris.
Francis, 2 verses in Galatians 5 use the phrase to walk in spirit or walk by the Spirit. Verse 16 says, "Walk by the Spirit, and you shall by no means fulfill the lust of the flesh." And verse 25 says, "If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit." But these are not the same Greek word for walk in these 2 verses, are they?
No, actually, they are not the same. And one use of this word applies to the general walk that every Christian should have in his daily living. And the second one is another word, actually, used about 4 times in the New Testament. Its meaning is to walk according to a certain goal or a certain purpose.
Francis, we want to look at this second meaning, this second word, walk, the one in Galatians 25, specifically in our program today. Let's join Witness Lee, and then we'll be back for some fellowship.
God is purposeful, having a strong goal to accomplish. So he charges us to have 2 kinds of walk that build us up, to have a proper living, to have a proper life, to be a proper person, that we can take the second walk, to walk in certain line, with certain regulations, in certain rule, in certain principle, with a direction, that we could reach the goal set up by God. We have found out that in the epistles by the Apostle Paul, he used 2 words indicating the first kind of walk and the second kind of walk. 2 words. And these 2 words are mainly used in his books like Galatians, Romans, Philippians, and so forth. The word for the second walk, according my study in the Concordance, has only been used 4 times. Galatians 5:25, and Galatians 6:16, and Romans 4:12, and Philippians 3:16. Only these 4 times. What is the Greek word for this second walk? The Greek word is Stoicheo. Some of you have the internet. You can look into. This word, Stoicheo, is used 4 times in these 4 verses. 1 time it says, as many as walk by this rule. By this rule. Walk. Stoicheo. By this rule. You can see Paul connected this walk with the rule. Then Philippians 3:16 says, let's all walk by the same rule. Again, Paul connects this word walk, Stoicheo, with rule. Then Romans 4:12 says, walk in the steps. If you have steps, no need to say that you have a way. Steps always lead to a way. Actually, steps are a way. So Paul connects this word again, stoichio, with steps. Then, by these three verses, you see, we can realize what is used in Galatians 5:25 that says, since we have life and live by the Spirit, so let's walk by the Spirit. By these three verses, we can realize Galatians 5:25 means what? Means to walk by the Spirit as a rule. The Spirit himself is the way, the line, the rule, the principle we take go. Without the other three verses, it's hard for us to understand Galatians 5:25. But with the other three verses, one with the word rule, the other with the word rule, and the third with the word steps, so we can understand that the Spirit in Galatians 5:25 means the Spirit himself has to be our rule.
Well, Francis, we've seen that the word walk in Galatians 5:25 is a very specific word and carries with it the idea of rule. What does it mean that the Spirit in our walk needs to be our rule?
This first meaning, as we pointed out before and Brother Lee pointed out, is a general walk, and that has to do with bearing the fruit of the Spirit and being a proper kind of person as a Christian. But as you've asked about the second walk, this is quite important because the second walk needs to be the rule by which we walk. In other words, it's not just a general walk, even though that's very good and necessary as a support for the second walk. But the use of this word walk in spirit in its second usage, which is actually a different Greek word, it means to walk according to a certain rule, according to steps. In other words, there's a goal to be reached. There's a way to take in order to reach a goal. And it's not an aimless or purposeless walk. We might walk in a very good way by the first use of that word. In other words, we're a nice Christian, we're good, we're spiritual, we're victorious apparently, but actually not much purpose, not much goal.
Right.
So this second walk, it's connected with the rule, walk by this rule and walk in these steps. And it means that we have a definite goal to reach, a definite destination, and we're walking according to that.
Francis, what would you say to the person who said, well, I thought our goal or destination was to go to heaven. Do we need this second walk just to get to heaven?
That's where many, many of my dear Christian friends are. They're still under the concept of what they've been taught about going to heaven, and there's only this one kind of walk, just to be a good person, to be nice, and to try to do good things and glorify God. But that's not what's meant by the second use of this word walk. With this word walk, it means there is a standard, there is a rule, there is a principle by which we must go in order to reach the goal that God has for us. And the goal that he has for us is to enter into a rich enjoyment of him. To walk by this is to walk by the Spirit. He is our rule, he is our principle, and we do everything according to the Spirit with God's goal in view.
I appreciate that last phrase particularly. We're not talking about our goal, which may simply be to get to heaven. For many, that may be enough. But what we're really talking about with this second walk is what helps achieve God's goal. That's a distinction we ought to take note of, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Because if we just think about our goal, everything we read, everything we look at has to do with our comfort and our dream. But actually, the Christian life is not a dream. The Christian life is a definite walk according to certain rule, certain principle, and that principle and that rule is the Spirit within us. When we live not by the law, not by ethics, but by the Spirit, then we are walking according to the rule of God.
Well, let's go back to Witness Lee as we look more closely at three or four items that accompany or characterize this second walk by the Spirit.
The first rule you have to take is not any kind of doctrine, any kind of theology, but the Spirit. Amen. The Spirit. At the time when the Apostle Paul wrote Galatians, his intention was to tell the distracted Galatian believers not to take the law anymore as the rule, but to take the Spirit as the rule. The distracted Galatian believers were distracted back to the law, taking the law as the rule. Paul told them, foolish Galatians, you were wrong, and you are still wrong. You have to be brought back to the proper way, and the proper way is not the law, but what? The Spirit. Amen. Why? Because we have our life and live by the Spirit. Brothers and sisters, even you are young, I encourage you to take the second walk by the Spirit. Amen. You have to say, Lord, I would follow you to have my second walk to accomplish your purpose by your Spirit. Amen. Not by any kind of concept. Right. Not by theology. Amen. Not by any kind of doctrine. Not by any kind of mission, any kind of board, any kind of organization, or by any religion. Yeah. But by the Spirit. Amen. The Galatian believers, they were distracted to the law. They were having their second walk by the law. Now, Paul said, as you receive life and live by the Spirit, you should have your second walk in the rule. That is the Spirit. We are now God's new creation. But listen, we still may walk in the old creation. The Galatians were distracted to keep the law by their flesh. The flesh is the great part of their old creation. But they were regenerated. So Paul tried the best to bring them back to Christ, to bring them back to the Spirit, charging them not to walk any longer in their old creation, but to walk in their Spirit. When they would walk in their Spirit, they would walk in the new creation. Amen. Then, Philippians 3:6, whereunto we have attained. Let us do this one thing. Walk by the same rule. What rule is this now? Okay, you have to go back to verse 12. And these foregoing verses tell us that Paul was pursuing. Pursuing after what? Not after a big piece of work. No, he was pursuing after just Christ. He lacked to gain more Christ. If you read Paul's writings carefully, in his writings you could find out one more rule, that is to have the church life. To walk the second walk, you need to walk it by the Spirit, by the new creation, by gaining Christ. You need to walk it by living the church life.
Francis, the Apostle Paul was quite aggressive in his desire for the Galatians to have their second walk brought back to the rule of the Spirit. To have the second walk, we just saw four items mentioned. Of course, by the Spirit. Then number two, by the new creation. Number three, by gaining Christ. And number four, by living the church life. Maybe you'd comment on these four items for us.
To walk by the Spirit, certainly this is the desire of every sincere Christian. But what that means may vary among the Christians. But according to what we've heard today, to walk by the Spirit is in this second usage of the word, and that is to walk by the Spirit as the rule of our living. You're not walking by the law, to try to keep the law, you're not walking by an ethical standard, or by just being a proper good Christian. That's included, but that's the foundation for this second walk. So this second walk is, first of all, by the Spirit. And then he pointed out also, it's by the new creation. We were created in the old creation by God's creating word that brought us into being. But we are recreated by regeneration. We are brought into God with God's life, and this life makes us a new creation. Now we are to walk as a new creation. Chris, I think many Christians think of the Christian walk as being a turn over a new leaf and we try to do better. And we may succeed in this, but this is really not the second walk. We're not living by the old creation. Even the good part of the old creation is not the base of our living. But the new creation, the creation that's been recreated by God in our new birth. And then he mentioned also our pursuing to gain Christ. This is really what puts real meaning in the goal of our walk, because we're not just here to try to improve ourselves, but we're here to gain Christ. Christ is our life. Christ is our person. Christ is our everything. So there's nothing that he is not that we need. So we're supplied by this life, and by living a life that pursues Christ, like the Apostle Paul did. He pursued Christ. So if we take that way, we'll be gaining Christ. And the more we gain Christ, the more we are satisfying his heart's desire, the more we are really satisfied. Because our goal is now in this walk is to walk by this rule of gaining Christ. And not only that, but I found out, too, that it's very necessary that we have the proper church life. In order to walk in the Spirit for the goal of God's purpose and his desire, we need the proper corporate living, the proper church life. And without this, it's very difficult for us to go on. The church life, as revealed in the Bible, is really God's rule or his line that we must follow in order to gain Christ, to reach the goal, and to walk according to the Spirit.
Francis, I think there's a real hunger for this church life that you mention in talking to people that correspond with us from day to day, listening to the program. This is touching something. I think this kind of speaking touches something in the center of every believer. There is something in that divine life that we receive at the moment of salvation that craves this kind of corporate experience and exchange of Christ that we mean when we say church life. We're not just talking about going to church. Most everyone has that opportunity, but we're talking about a kind of corporate living that really magnifies and expresses Christ, aren't we?
That's it. I think you're right about the hunger in many people, because this new birth, this new creation, this Spirit that's been put in our spirit, and this Christ that we're gaining, there's something very corporate in all of this matter. And there's something in every regenerated spirit, the heart of every regenerated person, that craves the fellowship of others. And this fellowship is really what we call the church life. When it's genuinely practiced, this is one of the main rules that we live by in our Christian life.
Well, we talked about a minute ago the goal, God's goal, related to our walk by the Spirit, and that is what we want to come to in our final section today. Let's go back to Witness Lee.
I just present to you these four rules: the Spirit, the new creation, the gaining of Christ, and the church life. Dear saints, if we do mean business with the Lord today, we need the first kind of work. In our daily life, there must be this kind of virtues: peace, love, joy, faithfulness, meekness, such things. Okay? We need this first kind of work to qualify us, to equip us, that we may take the second work. With the second work, there is a direction, and there is a goal. To reach this goal, there is a highway. Wait. Five rules, principles. One is the Spirit. The other is the new creation. And the third one is the gaining of Christ. And the fourth one is the church life. I tell you, if you are not under the regulation of the Spirit of the day, walking this way by your new creation, for gaining Christ by the church life, you may have the first kind of work, but you could never have the second kind of work. You may be considered by many Christians as a nice brother. Even they may say that you are very spiritual and victorious, yet you are purposeless. You are a good, purposeless Christian. You may be spiritual, you may be holy, good coat, you may be victorious, good coat, but surely you are not purposeful, because you don't have a purpose. You don't have a goal. You don't have the second kind of work. We need the first kind of work to equip us. We also need the second kind of work to carry out God's purpose, that we may reach the goal to win the prize. And the prize is just the fullest experience and enjoyment of Christ. We are loving the Lord and we are seeking after Him. We must have these two kind of works. We must have the first kind of work to build up a proper daily living, which qualifies us, equips us, and empowers us to have the second work. And we must have the second work to accomplish something, that we may hit the Lord's goal. Then, of course, that will be a prize to us. Whether we have the first kind of work or we have the second work, all by the Spirit. We walk in the first kind walk by the Spirit, and we walk in the second kind walk also by the Spirit. But in the second kind walk, you have to take care of these few things, the new creation. That is new you, your new man. And then gaining Christ, and then the church life. My, you have to add these three things to your second walk. The second walk must have the new you, the new man, the new creation, plus the gain of Christ, and plus the church life. Then we will hit God's goal, and that will be a great, glorious prize to us at the end of our walk. So there are these two kinds of walks.
Francis, the first kind of walk in Spirit equips us, and by that walk we can have even display the fruit of the Spirit. But the second kind of walk brings God's purpose into focus. What does it mean that by heeding God's goal in our walk, to use Witness Lee's words here, that goal will eventually become a prize to us?
To gain Christ is our goal. That's our ultimate goal. And how to gain Christ is by this second walk. And the more we gain Christ, the more we are brought into the real oneness with Him, the more enjoyment there is, the greater the prize. So I think we can see from this message that there's a prize to be gained. Paul really had this before him, that I may gain the prize. And the prize was the full enjoyment of Christ. And this is the ultimate goal of every Christian, is to be brought into the full enjoyment of Christ. He has a way, by our walking according to the Spirit, to bring us day by day into a richer, fuller enjoyment of Christ until, eventually, that becomes the prize of all our living. The prize of our goal and everything is Christ Himself. And that Christ is not some objective person beyond us and outside of us, but the Christ we're gaining is the Christ that's subjective, that's within us. And He becomes a prize to us because we become one with Him.
Francis, there's a very satisfying element when we start talking about having Christ not just as our Savior, as our Redeemer, whom we have as those things, and we praise the Lord for that, but this surpassing enjoyment that you're describing here, the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Him, and He is all of the fullness of God to us and in our experience. I think most of us have to be quite honest and say we enjoy a portion of Christ, but we all haven't entered into that level of enjoyment, have we? That kind of fullness, that kind of prize.
No, I'm afraid we haven't, but this is our desire. I believe this desire is in many people. If they could have this kind of realization that this prize is attainable, right in our present-day living, we can attain the rich enjoyment. Of course, they're the fullest enjoyment will come after we all get fully glorified. But right now, we've been regenerated.
Right.
We're being renewed.
Right.
We're being transformed.
That's right.
We're being sanctified. We'll be conformed to His image. All of these matters are according to the New Testament experience. And one day, we'll be glorified. So everything is headed toward that goal, and we can enjoy these kind of riches and this foretaste of this prize even today.
Thank you once again for your fellowship and participation. It's always a joy to have you here.
Thank you very much for allowing me to come.
And of course, it's a great joy and privilege to be able to bring these messages to you, so your being here is most important. Once again, I'd like to thank Francis Ball for being with us, and thank you for being with us. I'm Chris Wilde.